1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, we're going to get on the line with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County and give you the latest on what's happening in Florida on the presidential race there. Right now, George Bush is up by some 380 votes in Florida. And if you're at all interested, Al Gore has won in New Mexico. He won a 481 vote squeaker Friday, today, in New Mexico, the closest presidential race in the country outside of Florida. Gore pocketed the state's 5 electoral votes. Anyway, the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album is available on CD or vinyl. We have a picture disc, a vinyl picture disc available as well. If you call 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445, $20 for the CD, $40 for the vinyl, $3.50 shipping and handling. This vinyl is limited edition, which means we've only pressed up about 1,000 of them, and they are numbered. They'll be signed and numbered by me, and when they're gone, man, that's it. You can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, a check, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Fast, courteous, and professional staff's going to help you out. And thank you. We've made about $21,000 toward my friend's place so far this year with the sale of our Year 2000 CD. So I just gave you the word, and the word is, you know, the Florida Supreme Court has ruled that the recount can continue, that she has to delay the certification, she being Catherine Harris. I just mentioned here that Al Gore won in New Mexico. Larry Grover is on the line with us. When I say you're with Conservatives of Kern County, Larry, you're the Conservatives of Kern County hasn't been in business for a while, right?
Well, Conservatives of Kern County right now, Phil, are suspended there, and pardon me because I am still at work there.
All right, if you can find an office or something.
I'll try. Conservatives of Kern County has suspended their work after the election, so we're here in Los Angeles. I'm in Los Angeles right now on personal business.
All right, so what do you think so far about this this election? I mean, it is such a squeaker, and right now you heard the word that Gore has won in New Mexico.
Well, this is an issue, once again, of Democrats, in my opinion, Phil, trying to stonewall the will of the people. Clearly, however, slim the margin, the Republicans have won, George W. Bush has won, and yet after the long, dark nightmare of Bill Clinton, I'm speaking personally now, if I could add a personal note, I finally have the opportunity to get my life back in order, and I actually was going to enjoy the company of a young lady last week, and the Democrats trying to steal the election, and I have to suspend once again. I got to suspend my private life.
Your family, your wife, and you are divorced, correct?
That is correct. 4 years,
and that was after your wife, and you have 4 children.
I have 3, Phil.
All right, your wife and you were divorced after you became so involved.
My wife did not understand that we needed to get Bill Clinton out of Washington, and I spent every waking moment of the last 5.5 years trying to make that happen. My wife did not understand that. She couldn't support me in that. She was very needy.
And yet you're telling me right now, because of this election, you what? You canceled a date?
Because of the election, yes, sir. I had to get home and watch MSNBC because we knew on Wednesday that this election was up for grabs. I had to cancel a date with Ellen, and we had reservations at Petit Bistro on Ventura Boulevard.
But why do you have to interrupt your date because of the election? Why did you interrupt your date with this young lady?
Well, Phil, I didn't interrupt the date. Al Gore interrupted the date. Bill Clinton interrupted the date. I didn't. By their attempt to steal this election, and this is what... this is what they're trying to do to keep Republicans who have full, rich lives from being sexually active by diverting our attention. I had originally scheduled...
So you're blaming Al Gore and Bill Clinton for the fact that you don't have a social life?
Well, Phil, I don't want to get into that with you. What I'm basically telling you is this. The Democrats are not... yes, they are, in my opinion, not going according to a fair count deal here. They're trying to steal this election with all these court cases and attorneys. And going to have a relaxing evening with a young lady, the election gets thrown up in the air, and yes, of course, I go home, I've got to watch this on the CNBC deal. And
when was your date scheduled with this young lady?
I had originally scheduled for Wednesday.
And the election was on Tuesday night of last week, and...
Yeah, and the election was up in the air, so I had to cancel. I rescheduled for Friday, but it was still going on last Friday, and my mind, I couldn't concentrate on being with her and concentrate on the fact that the Democrats were trying to steal another election, so I canceled the date with her for Friday. And here's what you Democrats do. You make, you know, they make you reschedule your dates. Then we had to reschedule it for this past Wednesday, and the Democrats were again trying to pull their monkey business with Mrs. Harris. And Ellen said that I didn't want to go out with her, which is a lie, and she canceled our next date.
So did you go out with her last Wednesday?
No, sir. I had to cancel because there was a lot going on at the Supreme Court. And so here is where you Democrats take the possibility of me having a sexually active and full and rich life, and you throw it into a toilet and flush it down the toilet.
Hold on for a minute. You can't blame, and when you say you Democrats, you're talking about me. You can't blame me for the fact that you don't have an active sex life simply because...
Well, who's trying to steal this election?
I don't think anybody's trying to steal the election. I think that...
Well, who is the one that's gone to the Supreme Court of the state of Florida? Who's the one that wants a hand count? In other words, who's the one that keeps his face and by proxy keeps Bill Clinton's face in front of the American people so that I can't concentrate on being on a date?
And it, well, you're saying that you can't go out with this woman, Ellen, because of the election recounts and because you can't concentrate.
I think that's a normal... I think that would happen to any man who is interested in the future of this country. I think any man who's interested in the future of this country couldn't possibly be with a woman over the last, say, 10 days, because how can you concentrate on being with her talking about music or film when you know the Democrats are trying to sink a knife into your back? Okay? You know, I don't know why you're asking me.
Well, I'm saying that you're blaming the Democratic Party for the fact that you don't have a woman to go out with now.
Mr. Henry, please understand what I'm saying. I had a wife, and then I wanted to get Clinton out of the... See, you're confusing me.
I'm hearing what you got to say.
I was with my wife, and then I tried to get Clinton out of office. My wife left me. For the first time in 4 years, a woman, Ellen Musgrave of Van Nuys, said that she'd go out with me. I was happy, and I was preparing for our date. I had purchased Paco Rabanne cologne. I had purchased some very fine sports jackets. I was ready for the date. I got my car washed, and then this election deal.
And so you decided...
No, the Democrats decided to keep me at home watching this thing. And
why can't... my question is this. Why can't you just get up and go on your date?
This is the most contested election, Mr. Henry, in the last 100-plus years. This is a bigger story almost than Watergate. How can I go and relax and make idle conversation when I know the Democrats are trying to steal this country?
And I think you're being really melodramatic, Larry, and I've known you for a while, and you've been on the show talking about political matters. I think bringing your personal life into this and saying the Democrats are keeping you from having the company of women is a little melodramatic.
Well, I don't think what's happening in this country is melodramatic, sir. And again, I would ask you, can you go out and have a good time with your wife while you know the country's being hijacked by Democrats?
Well, the answer's going to shock you.
Well, I know, because you're a Democrat, it wouldn't bother you.
Well, even if I was a Republican, yes, I'd be able to do it.
Then I submit you don't love your country as much as I do, and I don't think...
Well, maybe I don't, Larry, but I do love my country.
And I don't think that you've worked as hard as I have on behalf of the country.
Hold the line here, Larry, because we're going to get some phone calls, and I want to get some more input from you on the election in Florida. 1-800-449-8686. And he's a guy, he's a Republican, who's blaming the fact that he was going to have his first date with a woman in 4 years, and he had to cancel it three times or move it three times until the woman canceled because of the election, because the Democrats forced him to cancel his date because of their shenanigans. I think that's a little melodramatic myself. Now, I happen to know Larry Grover, and you know conservatives of Kern County, Mike. I know you're familiar with them. You know, they worked very hard to try to get Bill Clinton impeached, and they were not successful. In his life, his wife left him, and apparently he hasn't been with a woman for 4 years because he's worked so hard, because all he could do is hyper-focus on this Clinton-Gore stuff. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Well, the Florida Supreme Court has delayed, what have they delayed? I just saw it on CNN and I lost it. They've delayed, yes, vote certification. I'm sorry. The Florida Supreme Court has delayed vote certification, which was something that Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State of the state of Florida, wanted to have happen tomorrow. They've delayed that. They are allowing the hand recounting of votes to go on in at least two counties, and they will rule on any appeal of their ruling on Monday, or they're going to hear arguments on Monday around 2 o'clock. So this process has started to drag on. Larry Grover is on the line with us from Conservatives of Kern County. So, Larry, you've heard that news. Now, you're taking all of this to mean you don't have a social life.
Well, I'm just saying that I've worked very hard on behalf of the Republican Party to the detriment of my social life. But, you know, you're saying to me that the reason I didn't go out with that woman is my fault. The reason why I canceled three dates with that woman is because the Democrats are pulling, they're always pulling some new stuff. They're always pulling some new crap. You know.
Well, they can pull their new crap, and then you have to sit and watch it.
Yes, I've got to watch what they're doing to my country. Believe me, I'd love to go out with a woman. I'd love to smell perfume and be next to a soft woman. Maybe go to a movie or take a walk down on a park area. But what am I going to do when the Democrats are sitting there going, vote recount and all of this? I don't even understand what's going on TV, but I can tell you one thing. I have had a couple of visits to my doctor, and if you think it's funny, let me ask you a question. Do you think colon cancer is funny?
And are you telling me that you have cancer?
I am telling you that I'm having a very difficult time. I don't have cancer, but I'm having a very difficult time, and it's all because of this. My health is going south. I can't seem to get anything going with a woman. I live with my mother. You think I'm proud of any of that? The answer, of course, is no.
All right. I'm not saying you're proud of it. I'm saying that your level of being wrapped up in this election, man.
Oh, I see. I'm crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I just Lake Elsinore on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think he probably needs to see his doctor because politics is not his problem.
Politics is not my problem.
Correct.
What is my problem?
I think you better ask your doctor that. You better see a doctor because politics is not the problem.
No, I'll tell you what's the problem. The Democrats try to hijack this country with this election process.
So every
That's
time
the
there's
problem.
A major crisis, you can't have sex.
No, I didn't say I can't have sex. I said that I can't sit there and have a date with somebody while my country is, while this election stuff's going on. What, am I supposed to sit there and talk about what?
Anything.
Anything? While the Democrats...
Everybody needs the relief and now and then. Even though the politics is hot and heavy now, you need a relief. You need to talk about something else.
Well, I'm going to sit and talk with this one.
This woman's name is what, Ellen?
Ellen Musgrave.
You work with her?
I work with her in the print shop, yeah.
And you've canceled three dates with her.
Well, it's too late now. She won't go out with me
now. I don't blame her. I wouldn't either.
Well, why? Oh, so you don't love your country? I love my country, ma'am. I want to make sure that the best things happen for it. How can I sit there and talk to a woman about furniture or whatever women talk about when the whole country's going straight into the crapper? I don't think it's something you do. And that's why I've made the decisions that I've made.
Well, the whole country is not going straight into the crapper. The country is doing fine. They're going to work this thing out, okay?
Well, they're going to work it out to get a Democrat there.
Well, maybe, but the country can go into the crapper. 1-800-449-8686. Anaheim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, yes?
Yes.
I agree with the previous woman.
Are you a Democrat, Phil?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I figured.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, as a matter of fact, I happen to be a Democrat as well.
Oh, but
I do have Republican friends, sir, and we have gone out together to enjoy a meal, men and women alike.
Do you go out with men?
Yes, I do.
And we have
avoided the subject of politics altogether because we are all Americans and we believe in a fair vote.
What happens? I'd like to ask you, Larry. You're out on a date.
Well, I was on my way to pick up Ellen.
Okay, you're on your way to pick up Ellen. You're wearing your nice cologne or whatever the hell, and you hear on the radio what?
I hear on the radio where they're going to sue for a hand recount. Now I start to sweat. I start to get angry.
Are you kidding?
You laughing at me?
I'm sorry, yes.
So, in other words, you hear news about children being burned up in a building and you laugh?
I don't see the analogy as
accurate. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
No, she laughs. If you hear about a kitten being mangled by a tractor, you go, ha, 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 ha.
No, I don't, sir.
Okay. Well,
how's that the same, okay?
You see, Democrats laugh at Republicans, and they do it a lot, and it really makes...
Maybe you better check out the reasons why that is happening right now.
Well, let me just say this. I heard the news. I started to tense up. I needed to get to a TV because you don't know what's going to happen. And
what did Ellen say?
I called her when I was able to get a moment. And
what time did you call her?
I wasn't able to get to her until the next day.
She should drop you like a hot potato.
Wait a minute. You had a date with her for a Wednesday night. You didn't call her till Thursday morning?
What am I supposed to do?
Call her!
There was something. The country was going in the crapper.
He was crying, Phil. Apparently, he was having some kind of emotional disturbance and could not contact this woman.
I'm a Republican, therefore I must be nuts. There's
no,
a Democrat for you.
I have several Republican friends who did not go into a tizzy and were unable to make phone calls to cancel a simple date.
I'm looking at the country about to be inherited by a Democrat, and I'm supposed to call some broad?
The country has been in a Democrat's hands for 8 years, and have you been having IBS problems for the last 8 years?
I have had bowel movement problems, yes. And you think that's funny? It's coming out like rice pudding because, you know, Phil, if this is going to continue,
what? I mean, you're the guy.
She's the laughter.
Ma'am, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. What?
All right, I'm going to be fine, but I will tell you this. Al Gore takes over, and the country turns into a hellhole. Don't blame me.
I won't blame you, okay, man?
You promise?
I promise. Lebanon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Lebanon, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to tell that guy I'm a Republican.
Thank
I voted for Bush.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm not going to let no election ruin my marriage or my love life or not, because to me... my wife and my marriage is more important than my country because I can't change my country.
Yes, you can. You vote.
That's right. I did vote.
You did vote.
I voted, but I can't. If my voting isn't going to determine he's going to get in.
Well, I'll tell you, every vote counts, as you can tell by this election, sir.
That's
right.
And I
want to tell you, I'd like to ask you a question as a fellow Republican.
Okay.
If you can keep an eye on this process, because we need to keep an eye on this process, why do you need to have sex with your wife right now? Can't you wait for a few weeks?
Hey,
what?
I keep an eye on the election,
right.
But whether I keep an eye on the election, whether or not I don't, that isn't going to change the outcome of it.
Well, no, but we have got to make sure these Democrats don't steal it. And with you having the sexual contact with your wife, the Democrats could be sneaking out the back door with the country.
No.
I'm asking you is don't screw your wife for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, what are you, out of your mind?
No! What? What did I do?
I bet you wouldn't use that kind of language, Joe. You don't talk that way to her.
To a what?
You just don't use that kind of language.
All right. I don't use that kind of language.
You could have said make love or something like that.
I'm sorry.
You don't use that kind of language.
All right. I'm asking you for the next 3 weeks, don't make the screw. Don't
make love.
Do her in the love way.
What do you mean do her in the love way? Can't you just say it?
Because I haven't.
I
haven't done it for 4 years.
Don't make love to your wife for 3 weeks.
Right.
Well, I'm not gonna abuse my wife simply because of an election. I love my country. I was in the service.
God bless you.
I serve my country.
God
does bless me. And as far as I'm concerned, no matter what happens, God is in control. He's going to decide who gets in and who doesn't.
I'm not saying you can't walk by her and give a butt cheek a squeeze. I'm just saying.
All right, hold the line here for just. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. One 800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. You know, Larry, we're talking about this election and the contested election, the Democrats, the Republicans, the fact that I know that you don't like Bill Clinton, correct?
I think that man has been nothing but bad for this country.
Okay. And I know that in your effort as a political action committee member, you tried to get information to get him out of office, to try to help.
I tried to get information to Henry Hyde in the impeachment committee. Yes, sir.
Okay. But you weren't successful. In the process, you lost your wife. You lost your family.
Phil, I'm not happy about that. All right?
You're not happy about that?
No, of course I'm not. But my country, I felt I had to make a choice. And I felt I had to make a choice of conscience.
Okay, but you lost your wife and your kids.
Yes, sir, I did.
How about now, while you're living with your mother, you sleep on a cot on the service porch, you work at a print shop,
I'm not saying I got the greatest life.
I know, but listen to me. Now you have the opportunity to have a date with a young lady, and instead you blow her off three times because...
Phil, we've got the biggest news story in the history...
Will you just listen to me, please?
No, this is the biggest thing to happen in this country since Watergate.
Watergate was bigger, okay? I was there.
Well, so was I.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you, Watergate was bigger than this. This is going to get handled. This is nothing that the Constitution hasn't provided for. It's nobody trying to steal anything.
The Democrats might try to steal it. And if that means that I got to, and forgive my language, but if that means that it's Mrs. Thumb and her four daughters for a few more weeks, you know.
All right, I guess it doesn't bother you, huh?
Well, it bothers me that the Democrats are doing this to me.
See, that's what I mean. The Democrats are doing that to you. All right. Let me just take a phone call here.
Yeah, you're going to take another phone call from someone that thinks I'm crazy. I'm a man who loves my country. Put that on my tombstone. He was a man who loved his country and wanted the right thing to happen, even if it meant he didn't have sex for 5 years or whatever it's been. It's been 4 years. And
are you missing it at all?
Of course I do. Every day I miss it. Every second of every day. My body aches for it.
Well, then why don't you just put this stuff in the back burner, this sweet girl who you were going to ask out, and try to, you know what I'm saying?
Well.
Let me take a phone call here. Lake Oswego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify for the gentleman on the phone that what you're experiencing isn't political devotion. However, I do understand your position on that. What you're experiencing is political obsession. I mean, you're absolutely obsessed to the point that you can't figure out anything else.
All right, these are New Age words that, they're 50-cent words. Obsession, okay, all that means is I'm completely devoted to the right process for our country.
No, sir, it means you're consumed by it.
All right, what are you?
You can't move on from anything
else.
Okay,
and what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with that is that you're sacrificing
opportunities. Are you a shrink? Are you some kind of a head shrinker?
No, not quite.
Do you shrink heads for a living?
No, I do not shrink heads.
And you're using an awful lot of big words for somebody that may not be a head shrinker.
Well, what do you do? Are you a psychologist, ma'am? Or?
No, I'm not. I have some psychological, counseling, training, that kind of thing, but no.
What are you, a beautician or something?
A beautician? No, I'm sorry.
Okay, because you're using a lot of big...
Well, she's trying to...
I'm not looking for anybody to head shrink me. I'm saying that I understand, but there are bigger issues. Sure, I would love to have had... Okay, do you want me to say it? Because everybody's taking it. Yes, I would have loved to have stood that girl on her head. Yes, I would have loved to have locked her... Well, all I'm trying to say is...
Look it, man.
You're being absurd.
No, ma'am. I'm saying I would have enjoyed an intimate moment with her.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. Standing on your head is not a nice way to put it.
All right, but the point that I'm trying to make is, how could I think about doing that while Al Gore could be president?
Jesus,
that's exactly,
man.
You're completely distracted by this whole ordeal, which if you want to do something about it, if you want to make an action, then make some phone calls, make something happen.
All right, well, look at your own life. Have
yes.
you been able to have sex since this thing happened?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, are you married?
No, sir, I'm not.
So you're single, huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you having sex with the same man, or is it...
You don't have to answer any of these questions, okay?
No, I'm just asking a question.
It is a completely monogamous relationship, although that...
I hope it's not a completely monotonous relationship.
Jesus.
What? Okay, I blew it there.
Anyway,
so I guess I blew it, huh?
No,
yeah, you blew it, man.
My question for you is, do you have some anxiety about this date? Because it seems like this was a convenient exit for the date if you did have some anxiety about going out with a woman after 4 years.
No, I ache every day for it.
Then
I need it and I need it yet again.
then you need to do something for yourself.
I could have sex with a woman about 10 times a day.
You need to be a productive member of society and a happy person in order to contribute to the country that you love so much.
But until
I come from a long line of devoted Republicans. My father worked in the government, completely devoted Republican. I understand where you're coming from.
Did he have sex?
I'm sure he did.
All right, let me ask you something, man. If George Bush gets elected, what'll happen?
If George Bush?
George Bush, the Republican.
I will never stop having sex. I will never stop.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I've got a comment for Larry.
What do you want, man? Do you want a bugle fanfare? Just spit it out. Let's go.
All righty. Larry, you got to pull your life together. I'm a Republican.
All right, look, I've already got all of this
stuff from everybody pulling my life together.
I got all kinds of advice from all kinds of people,
Larry.
Okay?
I don't need you telling me I got to pull my life together.
I'm telling you right now that I will say this to Ellen Musgrave of Van Nuys, California. Thank you for agreeing to go out with me. You're the first woman in four years who's agreed to go out with me. So don't think I don't appreciate it. And as soon as this election is wrapped up and the Oval Office is in safe hands of the Republican Party, I would like you to go out with me. And this time, there will be no rain checks, I swear. Again, I am saying to Ellen Musgrave of Van Nuys, please give me a second chance. Please give me a second chance. Oh, please.
Okay.
Please.
All right, okay. Hold on for a minute.
What?
Now you're starting to sound needy, okay?
Okay. So I can't do anything right with you people.
Don't say please.
I need it.
What woman's going to find that attractive, man? You got to just say, hey, Ellen, I'm really sorry. Will you call me?
Ellen, please. Please have sex with me.
Oh, God.
What?
That ain't going to work.
That's not going to work?
No, it isn't going to work. She's probably throwing up right now.
But women are sensitive, and they like a sensitive guy. I'm trying to be as sensitive as I can.
Women say they like a sensitive guy, but they only like you to be sensitive after they get to know you. When they first meet you, they want you to be an insensitive animal. Don't you understand?
No, I do not.
Look, the way women are is after you meet them and have a relationship with them, then they want you to be nice and sensitive to their needs. But before that, you have to be an animal.
Please have sex with me!
You're blowing it, man.
Please!
Big trouble. Freaking guys, big trouble. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Well, right now we are looking at a hand recount, overseas ballot count continuing. According to the Florida Supreme Court, hand recounts can continue. They're counting these overseas ballots, and now Bush's lead is up to 478 votes. So nice move, Al. Nice going, baby. I want that hand recount. Okay, dude, watch Bush bury the guy now by like 80 million votes. Well, it could have been closer, but you had to ask for that. Florida Supreme Court delays the vote certification. That's as of tomorrow. I saw this story. I just want to mention this because it's part of my business. And we'll talk a little bit more about the election if you want to later on. But anyway, federal investigators hope to learn what caused a television news helicopter to crash, killing the pilot and setting a business on fire and toppling power lines. That was in Houston. And this was a television helicopter from KRIV Television that crashed into a hair salon and burst into flames on Thursday, last night. You know, you hear about these planes and news helicopters and traffic airplanes going down. Are you aware of the fact that right now the people that fly those planes and the people that populate those planes as news reporters, are you aware that they have been in a fight for several years about job safety. Are you aware of the fact? You probably are, because these guys are crashing on a regular basis. I mean, you know, maybe one every few years, but that's regular enough for me, that there is actual job security issues when you're flying around in these helicopters and these airplanes. Drive into Los Angeles in the morning, like I come in on the 101, I come in on the Hollywood, the Ventura Freeway, and I look into the distance as I'm driving, as I'm coming into work in the middle of the day, and I look into the distance, and over the sky, over the city of L.A., over the San Fernando Valley, there must be 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 helicopters, airplanes, every kind of thing. They're all news choppers and traffic, and they're all flying around trying to get the freaking weather traffic, right? You figure one would do it for everybody, but everybody's got to have their separate plane because they got Captain Eddie and they got Colonel Joey, and these guys aren't just doing the weather, by the way, and the traffic. They're giving political expertise. They're comedians. They're doing the whole thing. Who's the one that got on Channel 5 News and Channel 11? They go up to these traffic copter people. They're doing freaking stand-up up there. You know, one of these days they're going to be laying out a couple of jokes and fly right into a mountain. You're going to see them looking at the camera. You know, you can see them looking at the camera, and behind them you see the windshield of the helicopter. You're going to see a mountain suddenly loom up. And before the punchline, and another thing, then he said, that's not my mother, that's a... Well, we've lost connection with Judy up there. Judy, we hope you're okay. We've lost connection with Patsy Cline, but we'll be back with Lynyrd Skynyrd in just a moment. These guys, seriously, and there was a very interesting battle going on, at least here in Los Angeles, with a lot of the traffic reporters. These guys are saying, I'm not going to get in that plane. What are you talking about? You want me to go out and cover the fire, do this? The planes are crashing. Didn't they have one last year going out over here? What happened over there, Mike? There was a channel, Channel 2. Their copter freaking crashed. It was on Oscar night. And before that, there was another one that crashed and another one that crashed. And these poor people are being sent out there in unsafe equipment to report on some God knows what. And who the hell's protecting them? You know, it's just one of those little job issues. Just some of you guys, I don't know, next time you see Captain Charlie or whoever the hell it is that does the traffic in the morning.
Hi, everyone, it's Captain Charlie out here. And we're
Yeah, that's what I'd like to hear. Get Captain Charlie up there. Of course, we do have Bob Bakian. Is Bob Bakian out there? We're going to check in with Bob Bakian, who does operate the news copter for the Phil Hendry Show, and find out whether or not he likes his job. Oh, man. Anyway, I thought it was something that was worth bringing up. So what we got here, hand recount, overseas battle can continue there in the state of Florida. There's a whole lot of grinning officials who are staring into the abyss as we speak. And we do have Bob Bakian. Let's talk to him for just a second. Bob Bakian in the traffic copter. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing real good. So up here just over the Santa Monica Mountains right now. I'm trying to think.
Let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy your job?
I could be more scared, frankly. I'm petrified. Sweet Jesus, please let me out of this thing. It's Bob Bakian, buddy.
All right, that's all we needed. So you see, he's scared. You heard him. Sweet Jesus, let me out of this thing. So anyway, there's a lot of these officials. I'm looking at a guy from the Florida Election Commission with a big Cheshire Cat grin staring through Coke bottle lens glasses, and he just walked out of counting votes. Should I be worried? This guy's walking out of the vote hand count room with Coke bottle lens glasses. I saw three guys walking out of that hand counting room with canes. They're tapping on the floor, and they've got a seeing eye dog. Just got done. How's it going there, Beulah? Real good. Stevie Wonder has been counting the votes. Stevie?
It's all right, man.
Would you quit moving your head back and forth? Just... They got guys walking out of there with C&I dogs and two other guys walking out of there with those hooks on their hands. Now, how the hell are they holding those cards up? And the other thing about having those hook hands, you're busting those chads out. You go out there to man to the, I understand. I think it's a very nice thing to put the disabled to work, but you can't have those cats with the hook hands. They're busting chads out left and right. They're voting for everybody. They're voting for the Nazis. They've had more votes for the Nazi party in Palm Beach County. That don't make sense. You want to know why? Them hook hand guys. Busting the chads out for the Nazis. You got guys with palsy throwing the cards every place, dudes with the hook hands, C&I dogs. They ain't counting votes out there. They're setting fire to them. You got a pyromaniac in there setting fire to the chads in the waste paper basket. I think they have to start this hand count all over again. In my opinion, they should hand count every vote cast in the United States. All 90, 100 million of them. Count them by hand and turn them over to some kids because these adults can't get it done. Every time I look at Gore, he is giving another reason why everything's going to be okay with this hand count thing. Every time I see that guy, he's given one more reason why everything is just going to be fine, why I ought to trust him, and I got less and less confidence in this cat and more fear just churning through my colon. I'm starting to feel like Larry Grover. Anyway, so don't forget about the don't forget about what we were mentioning to you guys on Monday. They're going to have a I guess a Supreme Court hearing on the appeal of the recount. So that's one more thing you can look forward to. You thought this thing was going to be over yesterday? Nope. You thought you were going to be finally figuring out who the hell was going to be president of the United States tomorrow? It ain't going to happen. Monday's the day now. They're going to, at 2 o'clock, they're going to have the Supreme Court sitting down and talking to everybody and figuring out just exactly how this thing's going to go. So it's like right now, as I said, it doesn't matter who. You heard that lady. She's hanging out with Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians. They don't care anymore. Nobody cares anymore. Just make sure it's somebody who walks upright. That's all we care now. Some guy that doesn't eat with his hands. You know who we'd like to bring back? Reagan. Is there any shot we could get him back in there? I'll tell you, right now I would take Ronald Reagan as president. Take Ronald Reagan in there. You know, Michael could make most of the decisions. Michael and Nancy. I'm sure between the two of them, they can really ball things up. Let's find Reagan, wheel him back in there. Because right now, he'd do a better job than either one of these knuckleheads. Didn't I see Bush coming from the University of Texas in an excursion or a Ford Suburban or something with 80 million antenna? Is that going to be the new limousine? Guy's pulling in a Jeep. He was out, he's working out at the University of Texas. And this is this day and age of the fitness president is really beginning to tighten my jaws. And like I said, it all started with Carter with the jogging. Well, no, it started with Kennedy. Kennedy had that physical fitness thing, but I never saw him do one physically fit thing. I saw him sail and smoke Salem cigarettes. That's what I saw Kennedy do. Kennedy was a sailor, and he also smoked Salem, and he drank Heineken beer, but he started that whole President's Council on Physical Fitness. Well, other than what he did with Marilyn, I never saw anything that that guy did that was aerobic in nature. He had a bad back from the war. But then, and of course, Lyndon Johnson, what do you think? What, he bowled, okay? That was his. Lyndon Johnson, was he the guy that built the bowling alley in the White House? And Nixon, what was he, a weightlifter? So Lyndon Johnson was a bowler. Nixon did a little powerlifting. And then we had Ford. Ford would stand on his head a lot. And then along comes Jimmy Carter. Now, this guy used to run, and that was the whole jogging bit, right? And then, like I said, Reagan, what did he do? He rode horses. Was he a runner, or he lassoed sheep? What did he do? Reagan had horses and jeeps and ropes. He would lasso steers, you know. President Reagan today, for relaxation, lassoed a pig. You know, he chased greased pigs and stuff. And then Bush came along, and what was his physical fitness thing? What do you mean he'd wrestle pigs named Maureen? That's really cold, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.